following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation at Bandits in Grand Island, 1 week from Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, and he is our co-host again. Steve-O, happy holidays, man.
Hey, and let me be the first to welcome you with open arms over here to Grand Island.
You're going to be here all day.
One of the all-time great sports bars, Bandits. If you're in the neighborhood, stop by and pay us a visit. You know, all these guys keep threatening to come over, but very few people have pulled the trigger yet. I just filled in once in June, and here it is 6 months later. It's getting to be a bad habit with you.
I'll tell you what, Steve-O, to all those people that said, hey, we're going to come over and bother you when you're doing the show, he's buying lunch today. It is Christmas, so the tab is open, folks. Come on into Bandits, our lunch special today. A meatball sub with chips and a soda, only $4.99. Can't do any better than that. Meatball sub with chips and a soda. That's our lunch special today here at Bandits, $4.99. Of course, every Thursday night, the wing special. We'll talk more about everything that's coming up as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I totally forgot what the next thing was I wanted to do, Steve. Have you ever had that happen?
The older you get, let me tell you, get used to it. Well, the more blackouts you have, it's one of the reasons they put guys like me out to pasture at a young age.
We will say that it's beautiful out there. We've got a little dusting out there. Everybody likes to have a little dusting on Christmas, not to where you can't get around, but they like to have the white Christmas. I do remember 1 year ago today, it was a Wednesday that Christmas was on, and it was like in the 60s, and the guys were out golfing 1 week before Christmas. So going to take a little extra work to get that done today. Probably no carts allowed.
Yeah, and stay off the greens perhaps as well, but that's the thing. You don't have to suffer with if you have a miniature golf course. And I can remember a few years when we were out there on New Year's Day putting it around, but and we had a couple of those days here just a week ago. What a difference a day makes. I don't know why we live here. I have an uncle that lives in Tampa that I've many times brought to your attention on this show, and he calls me up about every 2 weeks. Born and raised in Red Cloud, Nebraska, and he just can't help himself. His first line is always, tell me, when he calls me, generally it's 7 o'clock in the morning, is the wind blowing out there today? You know, back there, if it blows over 10 miles an hour, they're cold and uncomfortable 12 months out of the year. But the wind hardly ever quits blowing out here, reconfirming why he retired to beautiful Tampa, Florida.
It's the best when you're watching the golf on TV and the flags move. Man, it's really windy out here today. Really? really tin cup this. Hey, folks, we want to thank everybody that's been a part of the show here, and we're going to be getting to that year-end stuff next week with some special guests and recapping the year, best of type of shows, getting ready for the bowl game. Nebraska continues to practice. Let me just throw it out there right now because we will come back to it. Joey Morrison is going to be joining us, Grand Island Wrestling Coach. The annual Flatwater Fracas gets underway tomorrow and runs Friday and Saturday at the Heartland Events Center. 30 wrestling teams will be on hand for this two-day event. We'll also catch up with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Some of you are fortunate enough that you may be playing in your Fantasy Football League Super Bowl this weekend. Hopefully, you don't have to play anybody that's in tonight's Jacksonville, Tennessee game. But Luke is here from RotoWire. Email, tweet, Facebook, any way you can. Get us your questions for Luke, and we will ask those to him. And again, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That is the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460 1550, and of course Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. So that's all coming up on the program today. And we want to remind you, earlier this week, of course, we were in downtown Kearney at Look What's Cooking. Tonight is the night, guys' night out. They'll help you make your Christmas shopping easier. You know what, it reminds me of the old joke where the husband or boyfriend wanted to get the wife slash girlfriend something unique and asked her, hey, let's go on vacation, let's go someplace you've never been before. And then he says the kitchen. And that's just not a good thing, except if you go to Look What's Cooking, because you're going to get the very nicest whatever it is. You can get all kinds of cookware, knickknacks, knives, pots, pans, things that you didn't even know were possible. And it's all tonight from 7 to 9 on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Oxford Locker will be there with burgers and brats and beverages, free gift drawing. 7 to 9 tonight, Look What's Cooking in downtown Kearney. Steve-O, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Bo Pelini. It was supposed to be a day of somewhat joy, relief, and maybe just almost an opportunity to quickly turn the chapter at Nebraska when he was hired at Youngstown State and seemed to be happy there. The Omaha World Herald, in my opinion, obviously sat on this audio tape until the premier time to release it, and they did that yesterday. And there's all kinds of questions out there. I think there are, in less than 24 hours, Steve-O, we have the, not shock, because I don't think anyone's shocked anymore about what Coach Pelini says, but where did it come from? Which player betrayed him? How did the World Herald get it? There are a lot. I'm already hearing all these theories back there, and that's half the story already, and we're not even 24 hours old.
That's the unbelievable thing about social media, isn't it? And I'm even guilty of tapping into Facebook late yesterday afternoon, and here's all these stories coming down off of Omaha.com. Surprised? No. Disappointed? Saddened by the transcript of the meeting Pelini had with his players? Definitely. How about the janitor in the closet with the knife theory that may have that may have recorded this? At any rate, you know, when the story broke on Mike Riley right here two weeks ago, we had you had Monty Krakenstein on, the ex-Husker football player, and I brought to his attention somewhere after the initial shock wore off that Riley was moving out here from Oregon State, the exact opposite of Bo Pelini, if he expected Bo to ever make some kind of public comment. I mean, guys, I've always told you this. It always boils down to one undefinable word called class, which I always thought Bo Pelini failed miserably in, and now I even question whether he understands the meaning or can spell the word. But, you know, people...
A lot of people think he knows the last three letters.
Yes. But I don't know how to come back on that. At any rate, you know, he's not in an exclusive bucket here. Brady Hoke, when he's relieved a couple of weeks ago, immediately comes out with a classy statement. Whatever it takes for me to continue to support the blue and gold, you can count on me. Will Muschamp did the same thing at Florida, even coached a game after he was canned, and immediately was sought after and signed on with Auburn. You just hoped that Bo Pelini could somehow, some way, find it in his heart to do the right thing and not throw the bomb out there like a grenade to try to explode everything that he attempted to build in the last 7 years. So as I read that transcript and I see all these words that he uses in addressing his team, two things bubble up inside of me. One, how does this ball club, under Pelini's assistants, who obviously subscribe to the same theory, how do they come back in 10 days and give a reasonable account of their abilities against USC in the Holiday Bowl? I think, once again, we're set up for an ambush. I don't know how you can look at it any different way. And number two, you know, again, I go back to Monty's words a couple of weeks ago, supporting maybe the fact that Ron Brown will be carried over as an assistant in the new regime. Ron Brown has built a platform there in Lincoln over the years that has elevated himself way above the head coach. I mean, his religious background is, to me, puts him apart from almost anybody and everybody that I've ever known in the sporting world for over 50 years that I've watched and covered athletics, especially on the Nebraska level. Was he in attendance that night on December 2nd at North Star High School? And if, in fact, he was, or was it? He's been behind Bo every step of the way. And Bo, using the profanity and the perspective that he's constantly used, you wonder how this guy, Ron Brown, could support everything that he stands for, because it's just the opposite of what Ron Brown stands for and even Tom Osborne. So does that make these guys hypocrites? Is their platform counterfeit? I don't know. It's bothersome to me. And now in hindsight, you wonder why Bo Pelini wasn't let go a year ago. Wow. He's the epitome and the macrocosm of what's wrong in this world today. From Ferguson, Missouri to Staten Island, New York, from the walls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, nobody is accountable for their own actions anymore. It's always your fault, Doug Duda. It's Sean Eichhorn's fault. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I can't wait for Mike Riley to take over the reins down there. He's a polar opposite of Bo and somehow, some way, put this thing behind us. I thought history would be kind to Mr. Pelini. Down the road somewhere, somehow, I think he's even trashed that possibility.
Passion from Steve Anderson, my co-host here today. There's a couple things in your discussion that if I can have them going here in my head. One of them, the Ron Brown situation. A lot has been talked of about how Tom Osborne was the exact opposite of Charlie McBride, Milt Tenneper, his assistant coaches. He had a lot of brash assistant coaches.
Some scoundrel.
So I think you got to have a yin and yang on your football team. You've got to have the guy that'll hug you and pat your head, and you got to have the guy, as Pelini said yesterday in his press conference, that'll put a boot up your butt if you need it to get you going. So I without being inside the program, hard to address that. And the one thing that was disappointing, because I have been a bow backer, I think everybody knows that. I thought he was a good enough football coach to coach the Nebraska football team, and I took his salty sideline demeanor. What disappointed me was, as was pointed out, he come off as a whiner in this 30 minutes that he had with the football team. And talking over it yesterday, one of our coworkers slash boss says, "I can't believe how insecure Bo Pelini is." And I guess I never ever looked at it like that. He apparently needed to be coddled. And I can't believe the tough, most aggressive quarterback that ever played at Cardinal Mooney High School, according to his high school coach, comes out of Ohio, and all this tough exterior, that's where his little crack is. He needs to be reaffirmed, I guess. I mean, LSU, Oklahoma, the pros, those pro coaches, I mean, that's what it's all about there. You don't usually think that they need to be hugged and coddled and petted. And I guess I'm going to buy into the Bo Pelini insecure factor.
$150,000 a month for the next 4.5 years, to me, should supersede any personal feelings like that in my mind. And then again, when he uses Oklahoma and LSU, previous stops on his coaching parade, as places that were superior, that knew how to run a football program, versus Nebraska, you just shake your head. And I think this guy's submarined his own career as far as ever coaching on the head as a head coach.
Well, he'll be safe at Youngstown. He'll be safe at home, don't you think?
I assume that that was a big part of the equation why he went back. Jim Tressel, I don't have nearly the same feelings for him after yesterday's transpirings as I did before.
We will go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We'll get a couple of your emails, and then we'll contact Joey Morrison, Grand Island Senior High Wrestling Coach, after our first break live here at Bandits. Slide on in if you're out doing some Christmas shopping or just need lunch today, no matter when it is. Slide on in and see us today. Meatball sub, chips, and a soda for $4.99. John in Kearney says, yesterday's news about Bo's immature rants about Nebraska's administration in a private meeting at Lincoln North Star not only reaffirms my views on Bo's character, but also shows me his IQ and maturity level. There should be a clause in his contract about blasphemy of his former boss at university. He should receive no pay or benefits beyond his third grade rants. Just goes to show you that he is where he is at Youngstown State, because no one else wants his volcanic temper or immaturity either. FCS is about right for his level of intelligence. Goodbye, Bo. Hope to never hear from you again. By the way, if Nick Saban were to get fired and win 9 games a season, he would not end up at an FCS school. Think about it. That's what John in Kearney says today. This comes from Gabe. He says, regardless, and again, just one point there, what John says, there are some of those no comment clauses, but he wasn't commenting to the media, which is usually where that comes into. Even with Coach Daryl Morris at UNK when he was let go, didn't want to come on the show at that time, because he said, there's really nothing I can say. A lot of the coaches that have that happen, that are let go, that is part of it out there. But this would be a gray area, and I'm sure a lawyer would win Bo's case for a confidential, what was supposed to be a private meeting being taped, and I don't know if there's legalities to that or not. This comes from Gabe. He says, regardless of what he felt for the administration, comments like this are very unprofessional. As Tom Chattel wrote in today's World Herald, why would he even say those things to his players? If he cares about his players, why tell them this when they plan to keep their commitment to Nebraska? Maybe he'll stay in Youngstown for the rest of his coaching career. If not, though, I feel like the fact that he's burned bridges with Nebraska would only hurt his chances with other head coaching opportunities down the road. It's going to hurt Nebraska's image more than it's going to hurt Bo Pelini, folks. And we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show so we can move along. But we want your comments. We're going to continue to talk about things that are around this audio tape that was handed out yesterday. How do you feel about it? Let us know. Tweet us. Give us a buzz on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. Or you can, of course, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. We are here at Bandits in Grand Island for our Thursday Doug and Daddy Show, 1 week until Christmas, and we're back with Joey Morrison, head wrestling coach at Grand Island. Talk Flatwater Fracas after this.
Kroll Agency and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, two names you know and trust. With locations in Hastings, Roseland, Kennesaw, and Minden, Kroll Agency has simple health insurance solutions for you, your family, or business. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Kroll Agency has the individual health insurance or employee group plan you need. Kroll Agency is proud to be a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska diamond broker. Visit them at Hastings, Roseland, Kennesaw, and Minden.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies remain cloudy across the area through the day today. Temperatures will top off at about 29 for a high. Winds will meanwhile stay light out of the southeast. For tonight, with mostly cloudy skies, we'll head back in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley. Right now, it's 25.
Duggan Daddy Show rolling on from Bandits in Grand Island. We're here until just after 12 noon. Doug Duda, the voice of Fauna Park, Steve Anderson, my co-host here at Bandits. Stop on in, enjoy lunch, and don't forget the bowl games get underway on Saturday. Their Bowl Mania special. How about $5 off any pizza, $2 Wells, $2 domestic pints, and $2.50 domestic mugs during all bowl games. 38 of them, people. It's all here at Bandits in Grand Island. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today is, who deserves the NFL most valuable player so far? Aaron Rodgers, DeMarco Murray, J.J. Watt, or do you have somebody else in mind? I will put, of those three, I would go Rodgers third, Watt second, and Murray first. And yes, I'm a Cowboy fan, but Murray has deserved, he's earned it out there with his play. And it might even be other. I haven't even really thought about that yet, but that's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Jeff throwing it out there, our producer today, and that's a good one with a couple of weeks to go. Yesterday we asked you which team currently on the outside of the AFC playoffs has the best chance to make it in. Oh, you Chief fans, you came through with 44%. A few votes out there for the Chargers and Dolphins, and we must have had one lone Buffalo Bills fan. Steve-O, before we get to Joey Morrison, who deserves the MVP right now? I know it's not Robert Griffin III.
Absolutely not, nor James Graham, who I've had both on my two fantasy football teams this year. I'm going to stay with Aaron Rodgers and hope the Packers somehow, some way, revitalize themselves a little bit on the road and get the job done. By the way, here's something I'll bet you haven't thought about, Mr. Duda. Camp Town Races, sing this song. Duda, Duda. 2 months from tomorrow, 8 weeks, live racing returns to Fodder Park.
There must be snow on the ground. Unbelievable. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings. Just killing me. Tennessee, Jacksonville tonight here on ESPN at 7:15. And this weekend at the Heartland Events Center, 30 wrestling teams will be on hand for the annual Flatwater Fracas, which has become an outstanding dual tournament. It was kind of one of the early dual tournaments in the state of Nebraska. And the first-year coach of the Islanders, Joey Morrison, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson. Joey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Good morning to you.
Hey, great to have you on. And, you know, part of this wrestling gig is more than coaching. It's getting this Flatwater Fracas set up. I know you and Mr. Cutlass have a lot of help over there, but what's it like being able to get this thing organized and ready for the weekend?
Oh, there's a lot of pieces that have to fall in at the right time and place, and it takes a lot of people to get all the mats here and the clocks, and so it's definitely a community effort to get it put together and run smoothly.
We talked to you, of course, over at the Kearney High Invite. You guys came up just a couple of points short behind Kearney in that one. You've had some had a dual win to get the season underway, and then went out to Council Bluffs for that huge tournament this past weekend. Finished fourth. How did you feel the team performed?
Oh, very well. You know, we had some nationally ranked guys that we were competing against, and some teams that were of the highest caliber. And so it was nice to see our guys mix it up with some of the best in the country. And the guys really showed good level conditioning for this part of the season, as well as just mental focus and toughness. So where we're at right now, I like, but we're obviously building for Omaha in February.
As far as the fracas goes, I want you to sell the folks that haven't been there. Steve Anderson, he's going to be over there at Fauner Park, and that's a great venue. You can go back and forth, get some food, watch some simulcasting, and then enjoy all the wrestling that's going on. So sell Steve on why he should walk across the enclosed bridge there and come over and watch some wrestling.
Well, it's the premier event in Nebraska as far as high school wrestling, and there's some great individuals as well as some phenomenal teams. With multiple classes, and then there's a few teams from out of state, such as Cheyenne East, who features a ranked wrestler nationally and has several wrestlers on their team that are really solid. And so it's a great way to see where everyone's at the state level at this part of the season before we go on semester break. It's just a phenomenal event. It's ran very well. Fans love it. So glad to be a part of it.
Coach Morrison, now you don't have to sell me very hard because I have snuck over there to the event center a time or two. This is almost a perfect venue, is it not, for this kind of tournament? And is the day ever in the offing down the road that the state tournament somehow, some way could end up here? Because it just fits out there size-wise for a big-size wrestling tournament, does it not?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the seating is, if we could do individual states that are held in Omaha, but for dual state, it would be a phenomenal facility. The action, the fans can sit very close to the mats. It's stadium seating, so everyone has a good view of it. There's not really a bad seat in the whole place. So anyway, it's just a great venue for sports and wrestling in particular.
We're talking with Joey Morrison, head wrestling coach at Grand Island here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There are six pools, five teams in each pool. Everybody looks at everybody and wrestles them on Friday and then Saturday. And I know Coach Shadwinkle always wanted to get one of the top out-of-state teams in his pool. Manhattan, Kansas has been here, I think, almost every year. They are in your pool, Joey. Talk about the competition, because it looks like the out-of-state team numbers have dropped a little bit, and I don't know if that will change every year. There's some new teams coming in there, but just your thoughts on your pool and maybe some of the new teams that are in this year.
Yeah, we look pretty hard at each pool and try to make them balanced as far as which teams are returning the most rated wrestlers and things like that. And then we try to allow teams to wrestle that are normally not in the same conference. So we, you know, get the Lincoln schools away, the Omaha schools away, the Central schools away that way. So you get a great feel of other competition from around the state. You're not always wrestling the same competition. And then you throw in your out-of-state teams, and it just really makes it for an exciting event. I'm never really sure what's going to quite happen when those out-of-state teams come in, who they're all bringing for sure. So it makes it fun.
Yeah, I know you wrestling coaches, you guys pencil everything out to the nth degree. Where will this duel guarantee us something Friday with an outstanding matchup, whether it's in your pool or somebody else's?
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't really understand your question. Say that again.
I'm saying sometimes the pools will match up where you know you're going to have a couple of great state-rated 138-pounders or heavyweights going after it. Do you have an example of one or two that are going to be barn burners on Friday?
There's Nebraska City has several wrestlers that are really tough. That 120-pound match with Skylar Schmidt and Tony Hang should be a really exciting bout. They were at both at Council Bluffs. They didn't wrestle each other there. They missed each other. But Friday they'll definitely cross paths. So we're excited to see that one for sure.
Joey, who do you think the cream of the crop is? I know you guys want to be there in the Final Four and give yourself an opportunity to wrestle for the championship. Who do you see as teams that have a chance to be on top of the podium besides yourself?
As far as the events this weekend?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean, the dual tournaments are a lot different. You have to have a good team throughout. You know, the Omaha North returning state champions, Grand Island's returning dual state champions. And so it's kind of interesting to see those two factors work in. Southwest, we've got a great lineup. Kearney's got a phenomenal lineup. Houston's got several high-level, highly-ranked wrestlers, and they're all in separate pools. So it was kind of interesting to see where everyone shakes out and will make for a very exciting Saturday, I'm anticipating. So.
Coach Morrison, I go clear back to the 50s and 60s now, born and raised here in Grand Island, graduated at senior high school in 71. Rod Chayda, Bob Vokoun put wrestling on the map in the mid to late 60s. Still see Mr. Chayda around frequently, I might add. He still looks like he could get down in a four-point stance and be a cause of problem on the mat. But the tradition there has stretched from that point in time to this particular day. Coming off Shad Winkle's efforts, do you feel the pressure already in your first year of having to follow in some huge footsteps over there?
I don't really feel any pressure. It's just opportunities. We've got great facilities, great staff, great wrestlers, and those are all good things that you need to have a successful program. And so we're just looking to continue what Coach Shad and others before him have already built.
Yeah, he didn't until you put it on him right there, Steve-O. You just dropped it on the poor guy.
It's just kind of the theme of the day with the Bo Pelini things and everything going on. And I'm trying to be a little more sensitive to what you guys, Coach Morrison, have to deal with day in and day out. A lot is expected out of the wrestling program over there. Sometimes you're a victim of your own tradition.
Yeah, well, they've got some kids to work with, don't you, Joey?
Oh, amen.
Yeah, we're excited. We got some hard workers.
Well, Joey, we'll let you go on this last question. You guys keep busy, and we've talked about the great schedule and all the traveling you do, but you'll also be busy during the holiday break. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, when we get back from the moratorium, we've got a dual schedule with North Platte, and then after that we're planning on going to the Clash, which is a national event that's held in Rochester, Minnesota. It's a 32-team dual tournament, similar to the one we hold here this weekend with Flatwater Fracas. But you're talking teams from all over the nation are coming, and it's really a chance for you to see where your kids are at the national level before we start the second half of our season.
Joey, we'll let you get back to work. Have a great Christmas, and best of luck with the Flatwater Fracas this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, Coach Morrison, before you go, if you see Tim Higgins over there in the phys ed department, he keeps threatening to come over and visit us here at Bandits. We're on the air live. Tell him he's still got some time over the lunch hour to fulfill that promise. We'd like to see him over here. Would you do that for me?
Yeah, sure. If I see him, I'll let him know.
Okay.
Joey, hey, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the head wrestling coach at Grand Island Senior High, Joey Morrison. Of course, got things going back in the right direction over at Lexington, outstanding high school and collegiate career, and now in charge here at Grand Island as we are in Bandits. And sometimes I'm seeing that they're talking to the new UNLV coach, where you said Barney Cotton, John Garrison are going straight from high school to coach UNLV. It'll be interesting to watch that. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to pay attention to Las Vegas, and let's see if they can put a football team out there. That just, it just seems like it would just be weird to go to college there, but whatever the case may be. Folks, one thing that's not weird is the great deals that they have for you at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Think Midway.com. You've got a week to go before Christmas. You've got 2 weeks to go before the end of the year. You can celebrate the holidays with exceptional offers on the Buick family lineup. Get 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus $500 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Buick Enclave. See Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac for full details. Also, get 0% APR and $3,000 total allowance on the 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Find out more about all the great deals. It's hassle-free, but then the manufacturers are coming in with these great year-end deals to help you move into 2015. Can I believe we're saying that? Wasn't Y2K just a couple of years ago? 2015. Think Midway.com. Your Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Luke Hoover of RotoWire will be coming up here in about 10 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, answering your fantasy football questions. If you're still playing, it must mean it's pretty important. Make sure you've got the right lineup out there. Get us your questions. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email the Dent Popper inbox. And we'll be back with more from Bandits in Grand Island right after this.
and C's. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNC's.
It's tough to see games like this coming to an end. 7 seconds to go. The Cougars have fought hard all night long, but they're down by two, and they have to get the ball back. Here we go. Johnson inbounding the ball, and it's tipped away. The Cougars have it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a three out of the corner.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of basketball. Get big speed for a small price with the nation's largest fixed wireless network. With Prairie iNet, enjoy streaming games, movies, or video with no interruptions. So sign up for Prairie iNet today and get your choice of a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card. That's right, a free month of service or a $50 Amazon gift card just for signing up with Prairie iNet. Call Prairie iNet today at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week, a Custom Pack of Hastings get USDA Select Boneless Beef Rib Roast only $7.89 a pound. Fully cooked hickory smoked salmon only $8.98 a pound. And Cedar Hollow 6 to 7 pound boneless half hams only $3.47 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack 601 West J.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, live from Bandits in Grand Island, where we will be until just after the noon hour. Come on in, enjoy lunch today. The meatball sub with chips and a soda, $4.99 is today's lunch special, but great wings. Again, I've tried the Greek rub here the last couple of times. Outstanding. I mean, I like to try something new, but the last two times I said that was good. The last time I'm going to get some here, but you can get it. Some appetizers. They've got all kinds of subs, Sax's pizza, even a salad if you'd like here at Bandits. And don't forget their Bowl Mania special. Any bowl game going on, and there's 38 of them. You can get $5 off any pizza, $2 Wells, $2 domestic pints, and $2.50 domestic mugs here at Bandits in Grand Island. Coming up in a little bit here, about five more minutes, we'll be chatting with our fine folks at RotoWire and Luke Hoover. We've got more. Steve Anderson is my co-host. More Steve-O here from the Bo Pelini rant, and then we'll chat about it some more. This comes from Rod. He says, "Bravo, Steve. That was the best statement I've ever heard about Bo and the problems with society today. Now I hope Husker Nation sees Bo Pelini's true colors. No class. Blame someone else. Looking forward to Mike Riley." That comes from Rod.
I have no idea who Rod is and probably don't want to know unless I just referred to Rod Shada. But, it's tough not to get on the bandwagon. And I've been knocked off a time or two. And let me preface anything that I've said before, during, and now later. I have never met a perfect person. There is no such thing. And we all have skeletons in our closet to some degree. And we've all failed. We've all had successes over the course. That's life. That's life. And I've been knocked down two major times over my career. But when you work for other people in this country, that's just the way it's going to be. You're always at the mercy of whoever the boss is. My word of wisdom would be to you or anybody else, get out there and buy your own business.
Yeah, yeah, I should have wised up a long time ago, right? Doug in Kearney says, most 18- to 22-year-old football players would have moved on from the Tuesday night meeting with Pelini at Lincoln North Star. My best guess is after leaving the parking lot that night at North Star, the vast majority were probably thinking, that was not a nice meeting, and yes, Coach Bo blasted Eichhorst. Have not heard those chosen words very often, but where are we going to get something to eat? from the kids going, yeah, blah, blah. Okay, where are we going to go eat? That's a good one. Raising Cane's, anyone? That's what Doug says. The restaurant offers chicken fingers as its only main course. Dougie. Biggest question today to those players is Coach Dobson is headed to Vanderbilt and is not at strength and conditioning this morning. So who will take over this position? So Doug with some inside info there. We know that Dobson took the Vanderbilt job. Some of the, like everyone from the video coordinator to those jobs you never hear about, they were let go within the last week, some on Friday, some just yesterday. And Boyd Epley is with the program, and now he's going to have to take over football. But, man, I just, again, appearance is a lot. Perception is a lot. You've got this, God, what is Boyd, 70, 65? He's going to be coming in there as your strength and conditioning coach to these young men, and telling them how they did it in the 70s and 80s.
He's just
this is the way we do it, boys.
Come on. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What are these things? What do we do with these things? Well, they're weight machines, coach. Wait a minute. Where's the – oh, yeah, well, that's illegal.
According to Jason Peter, nobody's been down there using that equipment for the last many years anyway. Hello? If I understood Jason correctly. By the way, I have a wife who had a nephew that played for 5 years as a reserve tight end under Frankie Solich. And he went kind of through that transition of Osborne to Solich, and thank heavens got out of there before Steve Peterson jumped onto the scene with Bill Callahan. Now, if any coach in their right mind thinks that a program of 100 to 150 guys are unanimously all in their corner, then they really are naive. The competition alone will always have some of those guys on third team, fourth team, and heavens, even second team players thinking they should be on the first team. They all don't buy in at an equal dose how much they love and respect their head coaches or their position coaches. I heard a lot of stories about Ron Brown back in those days. He was the tight ends coach. All kinds of stories about Frankie Solich. You know, all you have from us looking from the outside in is wins and losses to judge them on. But there's a whole lot more than that that goes unnoticed behind the scenes. And there are no 100% happy campers in anybody's program. I don't care if it's midget football right down across the street here or the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick. Hello.
I hear you. Well, by the way, a couple of things here. We're going to be hooking up with Luke Hoover momentarily here to talk fantasy football. High school basketball tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Going to be right here in Grand Island as Central Catholic welcomes in Minden, the men and girls, Central Catholic boys, both state rated in the top five of the preseason. So we'll be bringing you that tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 as well as Platte River Preps. com, and we are expected to get underway tonight at 6 o'clock as long as the JVs play nice. And folks, don't forget, we are ready to talk a little fantasy football here, brought to you by Cunningham's in Kearney. And we still have a couple of weeks left for the Doug and Daddy Football Challenge. It's free. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, log in with the floating salary cap, and you can select your team two more chances to win those $25 gift cards and get qualified for the year-end Super Bowl party. Don't forget, fantasy football is even more fun when you're at Cunningham's, your fantasy football headquarters, where every Thursday night it is comedy night. Get it done here before the Christmas break. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's, 6 and 10 tonight. Two shows on Thursdays. This week, headliner Nathan Timmel is touring with Mitch Banks, along with great live entertainment every weekend. It is all at Cunningham's. These are great comedy shows, nationally known comics. And, of course, at Cunningham's, they've got a great stocking stuffer, a graduation gift. Get those gift cards today. And if you purchase a $50 gift card, they'll give you an additional $10 gift card for yourself at Cunningham's Journal.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Luke Hoover from RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For most people, it is Super Bowl weekend. Luke, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to it. Season's wrapping up finally, and a lot of good matchups this weekend.
I got beat in the semifinals last week. Our league does have a third and fourth place game, so we'll play that there. Tim here, the owner and czar of Bandits in Grand Island, says he has made the final, and his opponent has Jay Cutler as their quarterback and DeMarco Murray as the running back. That's not even fair.
You know, it really isn't, but I actually am fortunate enough to have the same exact scenario this week.
Well, Luke, let's get right into it here and take a look at some of the questions. And the first one I've got to get to, James in Grand Island was threatening me here a couple of days ago to make sure, because he is in his Super Bowl of fantasy football. So here is his question. Which quarterback should he play, Matt Ryan or Big Ben?
You know, it's close. In that same league, I'm dealing with that question. Fortunately, I think I've got a safe matchup. I'd give Ben the nod, though. He's been so good at home. It's hard to sit him. You know, Ryan's played well of late, but Julio Jones is still banged up. That's basically a playoff game right now between them and New Orleans. But Roethlisberger at home, over 2,200 yards and 20 touchdowns in six games. He's just been unstoppable, you know, in Pittsburgh.
Which defense would you prefer, the Lions or the Seahawks?
You know, it's close. You know, they're both going to face backup quarterbacks. Chicago has been terrible pretty much on both sides of the ball, and that Detroit defense is number one overall in terms of yards, you know, and points allowed, I believe. But Seattle's facing either Ryan Lindley, it sounds like at this point, and possibly with Logan Thomas mixing in with some packages for Arizona. I'd give Seattle the nod. And that team is, you know, ready to take the division and possibly even the conference, and I expect them to really put a hurt on Arizona.
Josh says, and this is a good one here, this guy's got some stacked wide receivers. Who do you start? I need two of these three, Alshon Jeffrey, Julio Jones, Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, I mean, that decision might not even be his if Julio Jones sits out again. He's not really practicing this week, even though Atlanta did express some optimism on Monday that he'd be back against the Saints. It's a great matchup for him if he can play. And if that's the case, then I would probably end up sitting Alshon Jeffrey if Julio Jones is active. But I'd want to make sure he practiced first, too, because even if he's active, he might wind up just being a decoy. If he doesn't practice the rest of the week, for me, I'd sit him down and at least hope that the Bears and Jimmy Clausen are targeting Jeffrey a lot.
Oh, man, Jimmy Clausen. Just insane what Chicago and Arizona is going to be putting out there this week. Let's go to Mark. He says, hey, thanks for a great year and happy holidays. He goes, I wasn't playing Cutler anyway because of the matchup. Do I roll with Sanchez, who has a good matchup, or look elsewhere like McCown, Derek Anderson? They're kind of the best that he could go get.
No, you know what? I would absolutely feel comfortable with Sanchez this week. You know, he's since a hot start for Philly, he's been pretty Jekyll and Hyde. You know, his last real solid game against Dallas on Thanksgiving, but that Washington defense has been just terrible. They seem to have kind of packed it in for the season. You know, one of my favorite stats over the last few weeks, in the last five games, Washington somehow allowed 9 touchdown passes with at least 30 yards. It's incredible. You know, Eli Manning, Sean Hill, Josh McCown are just a few names to mention that have gotten into the end zone at least twice against them. So I would expect Sanchez to have a nice week.
Luke Hoover of RotoWire, this last chat with into playoffs, because hopefully we can have Luke back, because a lot of people like to do fantasy football playoff edition because we're all psychotic that way. If you have a question, get it into us before the top of the hour so we can get it to Luke and make you a winner this weekend. Again, the Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from Drew, who says, hey, my tight end is a little rough. What do you think of Rudolph in Minnesota or Ertz in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, neither are particularly strong options. Kyle Rudolph is coming off one of his best games of the season, though. Seven catches last week, just shy of 70 yards. Dinged up a little right now, it sounds like. Did miss some practice time. If he's able to go, I would probably still roll him out just because of his involvement in the offense. They're not using Zach Ertz nearly as much as they probably should and as much as we expected them to. For Philly, Brent Celek is seemingly Sanchez's favorite between the two tight ends. It's a much better matchup, but I would probably play Kyle Rudolph if he's going to be healthy.
Seriously, while you're answering that, Luke, I look at the league where I was in the semifinals playing for third, and the guy in the championship game dropped and added a kicker. He's in the finals, and he dropped and added a kicker today. I'm getting overmanaged here. Let's keep with our listeners, though. Andy in Kearney says, I'm playing for a league championship this week. So here are my questions for Luke, and Andy is a weekly emailer for us here, Luke. He goes, who's the best flex option? Brandon LaFell, Kenny Stills, Isaiah Crowell, Toby Gerhart. It's a non-PPR league.
Even though that's a non-PPR, I'd probably give a little bit of an edge to Stills. That game, I think, is going to have some offensive fireworks. Both teams have pretty terrible defenses right now. You know, Breeze and Ryan are starting to step it up as the playoffs draw closer. And, you know, they're both veteran quarterbacks with a ton of talent, some good weapons around them. I think there's going to be good production from both teams through the air. I don't expect a ton of running in that game. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Kenny Stills, catch a long pass. He's done it a number of times this year. He's a little bit of a risk-reward start, but I like the upside.
Andy also says Roddy White's on his roster, but which quarterback should he go with, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson?
Well, I mean, Wilson's dealing with a much, much stiffer defense. Doesn't have the weapons, even if Julio Jones sits, he doesn't have the weapons that Matt Ryan does. He was really productive overall against Arizona the first time out, efficient, actually 17 of 22 passing. So, he's got the talent, but I'd give Ryan an edge. Like I said, that's going to be a game where I think there's going to be a lot of passing numbers for both quarterbacks.
Luke, Steve Anderson here. My misfortunes continue. It's been a multiple-year disaster. But here's what I have to deal with. And it seems like as your quarterback goes, so goes your fantasy football team. I've got three guys that I can pick from this weekend, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, and we just picked up Derek Anderson. Any suggestions what direction I should go in? I'm in the bottom of the pack in a 15-team dynasty league.
I'd suggest Church.
There's got to be a better way. Yeah, that's not an easy one. If forced to pick, though, it's a tough defense he's going to face. But I'd give Andy Dalton a little bit of an edge simply because he's at home, which, I like that advantage a little bit. But he's going to have to throw it a good amount, I think, against Denver. Still has A.J. Green. He's got Gio Bernard, who can be productive out of the backfield, even though he hasn't been of late. But I expect him to have to throw it. And by volume, I wouldn't be surprised if he outscores those other two quarterbacks.
And has James Graham of New Orleans been the biggest flop of the year for us fantasy football players? I only say that because we spent the most money on him. $100 total,
auction. Yep.
And I think we spent 25% of that on him. How does this guy disappear and not even get a target 1 week, no catches for two consecutive weeks, and then, it's just he's fallen off the face of the earth. It defies explanation in my mind.
It is. I certainly wouldn't call him the biggest bust of the year. There's plenty. There's always, a handful that stand out every season. A number of running backs this year would jump to mind too. But it's a disappointment to say the least, especially the way he's closing the year. Had some modest production by his standards last week, 87 yards. Hasn't scored though since November. But yeah, at the same time, you're looking at a guy with 9 touchdowns on the season and calling him a disappointment. That's pretty high standards, obviously, and he set the bar very high. But it's tough. He's a little bit of a concerning play at this point. I do have him downgraded in my column this week actually the only tight end that I, you know, felt the need to downgrade just because of his inconsistency more than anything. In four of the last five games under 50 yards, including a game where he didn't, you know, like you said, didn't even get a target against Pittsburgh. And that was the second time this season where that, you know, happened earlier in the year against Detroit. But Atlanta surprisingly has been good against tight ends. While I think they'll throw it a fair amount, so that could lead to something. They've only given up two touchdowns so far to the position all year, held him to under 100 yards in week one. So I think he struggles a bit. It's a tough one. He's a guy you're going to play either way and just take the good with the bad, though.
Luke Hoover, final couple of minutes here from RotoWire, our fantasy football expert. Go to rotowire.com for all the information you need when it comes to fantasy football or any of your fantasy leagues. Let's go back to the Twitter. I'll read it exactly as it's written, Mark, because he uses some different analogy here. He goes, "I need just one with the highest floor, not worried about upside. Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, Boom Heron, Trent Richardson."
That's actually a pretty easy one. I would give the highest floor to Heron. He's been productive since Ahmad Bradshaw went down. Those four games in which he's kind of taken over a little bit more of the lead back role to even Trent Richardson, who you thought might finally show something for Indianapolis. You know, Heron's had at least 70 total yards in all of them. That's a pretty strong floor. You know, had a long touchdown run in the one game. And fortunately for him, there's actually some upside this week as well, because Dallas has given up 11 touchdowns to running backs in just their last seven games. So he's got a high percentage of finding that end zone, I believe. And I definitely think that they're going to feed him the football a little bit more this week going into Dallas, and with the receiving core a little bit banged up.
Ryan wants to know simply, can you trust DeMarco Murray to be your number one running back?
Well, I mean, you have to wait and see. That's where it is right now. If they're going to suit him up, I think they're going to give him the football. It sounds like if that's the case, he'll be wearing like a protective glove, a padded glove to, you know, kind of shield his hand. And guys have done this before. Guys have played through this type of an injury. So it wouldn't be a shock by any means. But, that's going to be one of those deals where you probably wait until kickoff. Hopefully, if you're able to. If he was still out there, he maybe picked up Joseph Randall. I actually do have him as an upgrade. If Murray sits out, I really like his upside. 7 yards a carry this year. Albeit a limited role, but he's still behind one of the best offensive lines in football. And with a good matchup against the Colts defense, doesn't really stop the run.
From Keith, Cam Newton or Philip Rivers?
Oh, it's definitely an easy one. Cam Newton's possibly not going to even play, it sounds like. Even though Rivers, I do have him as a downgrade this week. He's a little bit banged up, and he's missing Keenan Allen now with the broken collarbone. He's done it before where he's performed, in tough circumstances, and that 49ers team's pretty much fallen apart at this point. It seems like also lost Chris Borland, it looks like, for the year, so that defense took another hit. I expect Rivers to be okay, even though, I do downgrade him. His production certainly going to be better than Cam Newton sitting on the bench.
And Luke, tonight, if you've got somebody, I've got Kendall Wright on my bench. He's questionable with the running back situation. They have been able to run the ball a little bit. Robinson was getting some fantasy points there for Jacksonville, and I'm sure Toby Gerhardt or some of the other guys, Storm Johnson, might be out there on the waiver wires going into the final 2 weeks here. Anybody we should watch for tonight? Do you think Wright will play? Which one of those running backs would you recommend?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of points I would expect in this game tonight. But if you were looking to play anybody, Toby Gerhardt would be the guy for me. I expect him to get the bulk of the workload. And he had some nice production last week against the Baltimore team that's given up the fewest points to fantasy running backs all season, or fewest fantasy points, rather. 63 total yards in that game, was relatively efficient. Tennessee's run defense has been terrible. For a while now, dead last in rushing yards, I believe. Just gave up 80 rushing yards and a score to the Jets' backfield, which struggled at times. And they've given up way bigger games in recent weeks, including that one a couple weeks back to Andre Williams, where he really gouged them on the ground, that a similar type of big bruising back. So I'd Gerhardt as a potential flex, especially if you're in a bit of a pinch, maybe you're missing DeMarco Murray or something like that. Outside of him, maybe a Jaguars wide receiver like a Cecil Shorts who's been getting a bunch of targets, could be productive against the Tennessee defense that's given up a lot of yardage this year to number one wide receivers.
Interesting. Cecil Shorts. I bet not many people are going to play that guy. Let's wrap it up here with Luke Hoover of RotoWire with our touchdown-only question. Touchdown-only league. Which one of these running backs would you set? C.J. Anderson, Justin Forsett, Arian Foster.
Wow, that is a really heck of a nice crop of running backs. If I had to sit one and it's a touchdown only, I'd probably end up benching Forsett. It's really hard to sit Arian Foster. I actually have him as a downgrade this week. The matchup's not particularly good to him, but in 11 games, he still has 12 touchdowns. If they're going to do any scoring against Baltimore, he's going to be the guy to do it. So I'd give him a little bit of better odds of getting in the end zone than Forsett. And I'm not about to sit C.J. Anderson in any format with the way that Denver can move the football and as much as they're feeding him.
All right, Luke, I think we're at the point of the season. I don't even know if we have to talk about studs and duds, but do you got a home run, quiet home run hitter for the weekend?
Well, I already referenced him earlier, and I really feel strongly about Ben Roethlisberger this weekend. It's not a great matchup, believe it or not. Kansas City's actually number two in terms of passing yards allowed per game. But at the same time, they haven't faced a ton of particularly strong quarterbacks. And as good as he's been at home, I can't see really sitting Roethlisberger down, you know, averaging almost approaching 400 yards per game at home, you know, 20 touchdowns in those six contests, just red hot. I really like him in any format. I even in my column saying I would sit Peyton Manning for Roethlisberger this week, which would be a pretty risky move, but I think it's one that would pay off.
Well, Luke, as always, we appreciate another year of fantasy football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And if it's okay, we'll touch base with you one more time after the first of the year before the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Hey, Luke, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks for everything.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com, folks, for all your fantasy football news. Thanks, everybody, for your participation. And don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Challenge at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, where tonight it's comedy night. Headliner Nathan Timmel, along with Mitch Banks, shows at 6 and 10 o'clock tonight at The Loft. Thursday nights are comedy nights at Cunningham's. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show with some of the other day's sports news and maybe a few more Bo Pelini comments right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
You're in luck. Hilltop Mall is making holiday shopping fun and easy this year. Mall gift cards and gift wrap available all season long. Good for every store in the mall, Hilltop Mall gift cards always make the perfect gift. Stop by the mall office to purchase. And don't let your kids miss Santa. He is at the Hilltop Mall to hear all their holiday wishes. It's all at the Hilltop Mall this holiday season.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Joy. A feeling of great happiness that's often given when helping others and doing what's right. If someone you know has spent the year giving the gift of joy, nominate them at fnbplattevalley.com/joy. We'll be drawing three winners for a $100 prepaid card between December 8th and 19th so we can give back to those who give so much. Visit fnbplattevalley.com/joy. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Market commentary from respected Allendale commodities broker and chief meteorologist Ryan Martin.
can only be heard at agview.net. Ryan tells you why the markets are doing what they're doing and always looking at the national and global weather picture. AgView works on all your devices, Android, iPhone, tablets, laptops, and PCs. You can even find podcasts on iTunes and videos on YouTube. Your new source for agricultural information at agview.net.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On this Thursday, we are at Bandits. The next couple of Thursdays, it's Christmas time and New Year's Day, and they've got many bowl specials that are going to be going on, all 38 games. You can watch them here. Tim, our czar of Bandits, how many bowl games do you get to watch? You got all your pools filled out?
No, I don't actually. I still got to get my sheet picked up and get it filled out.
That's an all-day affair this year, too, picking 38 games, I might add. So you better budget a lot of time.
I'm going to be guessing at a lot of them, I imagine. So.
Or do what the winners do. Just go down the line and go check, 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 check. And then there's the ones that I like their color.
Look at what Vegas has and go with that.
Well, it's a fun time here. A lot of people like to spread the holiday cheer. They're out shopping. They like to just get a break from work. School's out. You'll have some of the college kids back. What's going on between now and the end of the year here at Bandits?
Well, we just got, we got our normal doing specials that we go on every day. Of course, the Husker game is going to be going on. So
yeah,
we'll
next
have
Saturday.
Hopefully we'll see how we do against USC. But no, we've got our normal happy hours. Again, we'll be open Christmas Eve till 6 or 7 or whenever people.
They always say whenever the bartender is going to kick them out.
Yeah, pretty much whenever the bartenders. And then we'll open again Christmas Day night. That always seems to. A lot of people get tired of the family, so if you're getting tired of your family, you want to go have a beer, we'll be open Christmas Day night. So, but yeah, and you get a lot of last-minute holiday shoppers. Trying to put together had a crazy idea to do on Christmas Eve, maybe do get some women in here that know how to wrap presents and do free gift wrapping, but trying to round up some women that will do that for me. So.
I got a volunteer that lives in the basement of my house. Yeah.
Good luck with that, guys. Good luck with that. That's incredible. Plus, of course, gift cards.
We got gift cards if you for your last-minute shopping. If you want to just give a gift card to Bandits, you know someone that likes to come in here. So that's usually – we sell quite a few of those. So –
Meatball sub and soda and chips, the special today, $4.99. Of course, we talked about the Bowl Mania special, $5 off pizzas, $2 wells, $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic mugs during all the bowl games. And, of course, the NFL is still on. We've got basketball. We've got hockey, whatever you want to watch, TVG, the horse racing
channel. Johnny finally saw the field. So.
What'd you think about that?
Well, when they had a QBR of 1, I don't know. I mean, I guess Hoyer wasn't moving the team, so, but I don't know if he's the answer. I don't see him being an NFL quarterback, but.
Rough being a Cleveland
I'm stuck
fan.
With him. Yeah. It always has been, so.
Well, Tim, we wish you Merry Christmas, and we'll
Merry
see
Christmas
you guys again
too.
Officially for the show after the first of the year. I will not comment on anything between now and then because I know I'll be in Grand Island more than once or twice.
And we'll stop on in.
You know I
we'll
will.
Have a beer.
Tim, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thank you.
Tim here at Bandits. Stop in for lunch today. Stop in anytime that you get an opportunity. Open 11 a.m. till 1 a.m. here at Bandits. And don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Challenge. Producer Jeff says we've already been on fire with that. The entry deadline is noon next Friday, December the 26th, because the first game is the Heart of Dallas Bowl. That's when it kicks off. So don't forget, get it done before Christmas. You know how time flies by. Take your time. We've got 28 bowl games. We don't have any, of course, that start this weekend. So 28 games, fill it out. We've had great, great prizes for all of our contests, and we'll be telling you more about those as we roll into next week. But get yours filled out today. The Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, it's free. Go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we haven't even really said anything about the firing of Steve Peterson, the athletic director at Pittsburgh. I'm not sure why. They've had a lot of turnover in their football coaches. Paul Chryst gets the job at Wisconsin. I don't know why that would mean that you fire a football coach, except you can't pay him more or whatever the story may be. But he's an easy punchline, obviously, and there's a lot of I think hate's a strong word, especially this time of the year, but dislike for, you know, Bill Callahan, Steve Peterson, now Bo Pelini with this going on. But the school parted ways with Peterson in what the Chancellor Patrick Gallagher called a mutual decision, but one necessary for Pitt to move forward following the latest setback for a football program stuck in neutral. Peterson's going to be okay. He had nearly 4 years left on a contract that runs through 2018.
Steve-o. And I'm sure it was seven figures plus. I knew Steve Peterson when I first got out of college. I was working in the business locally over at Kearney, and he was a graduate assistant, I believe, and worked under Don Bryant in the sports information department at the University of Nebraska. Great kid. Of course, you know, Don, bless his soul, and many regrets on losing the Gray Fox a week ago. But Peterson, at least he and Bill Bennett took some of us young bucks under their arm. I'm sure reluctantly, because they'd have much been rather rubbing noses with the Keith Jacksons of the world back in those days. But they really did a lot for us, and they set up interviews the whole nine yards. I will forever wonder how a guy that came out of the University of Nebraska under Tom Osborne's tutelage later on in the recruiting department, a North Platte native, ever thought that he could come back and try to rewrite the history and start a whole different tradition in that historied athletic department down there. It defies any kind of reasonable explanation, and I guess there's some poetic justice that he goes the same day Pelini's tape appears and takes on another job at Appalachian State. But to his credit, the timing probably was beneficial to him, because nobody really cared yesterday about Peterson's plight at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they all moved on. One other thing, this comes to the Dent Popper inbox from Brent. He goes, what is your take on Jim Harbaugh's deal to Michigan? Reportedly 6 years, $49 million. Do you think he'll take it? And would it give instant credibility to the Wolverines? A lot of the national media have been talking about this. Colin Cowherd was right before the Doug and Daddy show. This would, and I'm not exactly positive, he'd either be the highest paid or equal Nick Saban's contract, who is the highest paid college football coach. I don't know if it's the answer. How would I know? I mean, but my feeling when Nebraska was looking for a coach, I didn't want to go back down that pro NFL pedigree again. And Jim Harbaugh, I don't know, is he a pro coach or is he a college coach? And I mean, there's reasons that, I mean, they've been successful until the kind of the wheels have fallen off this year, and they're just not getting along in San Francisco. Now, why is that? And just going through the Bo Pelini thing here, Steve-O, there's way too much of this that's starting to sound the same. I don't know. Again, how much passion would you have? If you're Jim Harbaugh and you're making $8 million a year, what drives you to be a great football coach? What drives you to go recruit your butt off? I don't like that approach. Now, that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. And I think Harbaugh did a great job at Stanford. And he would probably do, if he has the passion, would do a great job at Michigan.
It's insane. I can't get past the money. And maybe we can get a comment from the guy that just pulled up here. I accused this guy, or didn't accuse, I questioned him, why did you ever get out of the coaching business? I mean, this money is it's incredible.
You were able to wrestle Higgins down here. That was well done.
I'll tell you what, and he's one of my all-time favorite sports characters. I fell in love with Kearney in 1978, and trust me, it took a lot of time for them to accept a UNL grad back in those days. But Tim Higgins is alongside. I hope we can get a comment or two from him. He, Tim Ohana, and Randy Cipriano forever will be maybe the most important time in my broadcasting career, when they made it to the finals of the National NAIA Basketball Tournament. And this young man, who I think was a sophomore at the time, was simply outstanding. Tim, thanks for skipping out of school and joining us for a minute. Do you guys ever teach over there?
We do. We do most days. Today is finals day, and yesterday was also. So kids kind of come and go as they please when they have a test. And right now we're on lunch break. But those days back in the – now we're aging ourselves in the late 70s. Those were some great times, and I still remain friends with a lot of those players that played back in the 70s, like Tim Ohana, Tom Ridsdorf, Randy Cipriano. And yourself, as a young sports anchor at the NTV station in Kearney, Nebraska, you still have a old tape that somebody put together from the 78 National Championship Series where we did play five games in Kansas City and were very successful. But those are some great times and some good memories.
So you come to Grand Island as an assistant basketball coach way before this money got out of hand. Do you ever regret making the decision of getting out of the coaching business just from the monetary aspect alone?
Probably when I did leave, I probably thought a little bit about it, but I enjoyed the coaching part when I was doing it. But since I've been on the officials end, I really enjoy that part too. My wife's been pretty nice for allowing me to officiate. Basically, I go a year round from one sport to the next, and I've got to thank her a lot just for the hours I am gone. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. In coaching, you're probably gone more than you are as an official. At least an official, you can go to the game, get there an hour before, perform there at the game, come home. We're in the coaching field where that's why the money is so high now. Not the high school, but the college and professional ranks. It's basically a full-time job, 12 months out of the year. You don't have a lot of family time, and that's where they're getting the high dollar. And I guess maybe if I was a young kid now, that might be one of my ultimate goals is to reach the highest pinnacle as a college or professional coach. But what I'm doing now, I enjoy it. I see a lot of different athletic abilities from girls and boys from the high school level to the small and mid-range college level.
Timmy, now I heard we were talking that we've got high school basketball tonight, Central Catholic Minden. I heard it's going to be kind of a sketchy officiating crew over there.
Yeah, we brought in a guy from Kearney. He's relatively new, I think. A lot of people think he needs some work, and that's Jim Lang. But Jimmy's always been one of my good friends. In fact, Jimmy was on our freshman team back in college, back in the late 70s, and Jim's always been a good, close friend of mine. And Jim's always – he's an entertaining person, and he's a pretty good official. If you kind of look through him, he can officiate with the best of people. That's my opinion, but others have theirs also. But we try to make it fair for everybody and also entertaining on the floor.
I can only imagine how we'll be talking about the officiating on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show.
Yeah, especially with Big Bird. That's what my wife calls Jim, by the way. I'm not sure he's aware that people have tagged him with a few nicknames.
Oh, I know that. He's aware he's got nicknames. There's no doubt. He's aware he's got nicknames, right, Timmy?
Yes, he does.
Hey, before we get rid of Mr. Higgins here and sign off, Tim was born and raised in Omaha. His dad was a coach. And even though he went to Kearney to college, I'll forgive him for that. We're all still close to what's going on down at University of Nebraska. What's your take on this Bo Pelini thing, especially after the tape comes out yesterday in his final meeting with the players?
Well, I think it was probably one of those times where he probably needed to be gone. I wasn't, I tolerated his behavior. Growing up around my dad as a coach, I saw not the behavior like that, but coaches back in the old days, they all not had the same behavior on the sidelines, the rant and raves, the Bo Schembechlers, the Woody Hayes type coaches. And I think that's where maybe Bo Pelini came and grew up from back in Ohio. Actually, I've not read that tape or whatever. My wife read it to me last night, and I was kind of shocked on some of the things he did say. Probably wasn't a good thing he probably said, but I'm kind of curious in that player's mini, how did that leak out? Was it a player? Apparently a player had to leak it out, or was there some press person in that room also with the player's meeting only? So I'm kind of curious if it was a player that did not like Bo as a coach, and why did that get out, especially at this time?
Yeah, there's definitely a knife in the back somewhere. It'll be interesting to see as well how that was obtained, how it became public, because there could be some ramifications of that as well. Hey, Timmy, I know lunch is winding down, but thanks for coming down and seeing us at Bandits, and I'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
Hey, please come back.
I will, Steve. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet.
We're going to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've looked at the clock here and didn't realize what time it was, Steve. We've been having a good time here. Folks, don't forget, tonight is Guys Night out in Kearney at Look What's Cooking. Burgers and brats, beverages. Oxford Locker is doing all of the food tonight. And, of course, when you're cooking at Look What's Cooking, nothing could be better than that. 7 to 9, Guys Night out, free gift drawings, and they're going to help you out, answer all your questions. Maybe you just don't know exactly what to get. That's why they're there tonight. guys, it's all guys tonight. Guys' night out. It is at Look What's Cooking on the Bricks from 7 to 9 tonight in Kearney. A couple of other things that we want to mention. UNK basketball is on the road. Hastings College basketball is on the road. Listen tonight for the Hastings Broncos down in Wichita. They're taking on Friends University. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Mike Will will have the call for you there. The women will be playing out in Denver, a couple of games today at 5 against Northern New Mexico College, and then they'll play again tomorrow. Lopers are in St. Charles, Missouri to take on Lindenwood tonight at 5:30 and 7:30. Congratulations to Justin Coleman. He will be inducted into the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Hall of Fame coming up next July in Colorado Springs as their 13th annual class was announced yesterday. And the national volleyball semifinals tonight on ESPN2. It will be BYU and Texas in the first matchup, Stanford and Penn State in the second matchup, with the national championship on Saturday. Steve, parting thoughts.
Well, first and foremost, I want to wish a happy holiday season, as we did before Thanksgiving, to not only you, but all of your terrific listeners out there. And I'm just shocked, the more I'm on this show, and the more I travel around, because let's face it, all I do is talk and just drive from one location like Bandits to another, you know, 7 days a week. There's a lot of people out there listening. I hope you've got your health. Grabbed your loved ones. Give them a hug, a kiss. Have some special time over the next couple of weeks and watch a whole lot of football. And don't quit listening to this show.
Steve-O, always appreciate it. Merriest of Christmas to you and yours. I know you're going to be sticking around the area, and it's always great to be, I say, it's always great to be around family. I know other people are unfortunate that way. We have families that we like hanging out with.
Yeah, you know, and today is no different than any other day. We lost another great horse race fan earlier this week, and the likes of Dick Dowd from Dresbach's fame. Yeah. I can go on and on, so on and so forth. If you got your health, you got everything. The money, the job, the whole nine yards, immaterial.
Thanks to Jeff, our producer, and the gang back at the studios for kicking it again today and doing a great job. And, folks, we will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to catch up with the head football coach at Central Missouri, Jim Swoboda. Of course, that's where UNK's new coach, Josh Lamerson, is from. We'll talk with the coach about UNK's hire. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay is going to join us as we get into the college football bowl season and head down the NFL playoffs. With so many out there, who's he going to put his ticket on? Of course, Jimmy Lang will be with me. We'll give you our initial bowl picks as well tomorrow. So thanks for joining us. I'm sure there'll be a whole lot more fallout on the Pelini deal and moving forward with Nebraska football. We thank Luke Hoover of RotoWire, Joey Morris and Grand Island Wrestling Coach as they get ready for the fracas, Tim Higgins for sliding in, and Steve Anderson as well. This is Doug Duda saying from Bandits, come and join us for lunch today or anytime. See Tim and the gang and have some great food today. The meatball sub, soda and chips, just $4.99 for lunch. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.